Okay, thank you for the introduction. Thank you for having me.
谢谢介绍，谢谢你邀请我。
You humbly honor me tonight with asking me to share my story with you.
你今天很谦卑的来尊重我，让我来分享我的故事。
And my story is not about me, but it's about God.
我的故事不是关于我，是关于神。
How God affected me. How he never left me.
他从来没有离开过我。
And he continues to bless me each and every day. So my story actually begins from the day I was born. I was born to a family of immigrants from Eastern Ukraine who came recently to America.
Ukraine. 如果是我不会翻译，你替我翻译哈。 Ukraine 是欧洲是不是？
乌克兰。
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So you're born from Ukraine?
I was born here in America.
Oh,
okay.
My mother
and father were born in Ukraine.
Okay. 他的爸爸是从乌克兰。
So my first language was not English.
所以我的第一语言并不是这个英文。
My first language was Ukraine.
我的第一语言是乌克兰语言。
So I started speaking English, watching television before I went to school. And then when I went to school, that's where I learned English.
我就开始学英文是从看电视开始，然后呢去到学校学英文。
But because my mother and father came from a country that religion was forbidden to follow, when they came to America, they honored religion very highly.
我的父母是在一个国家是好像是不太提倡这个宗教的，但是来到美国的话，美国是一个自由的一个宗教的国家。
So because of my mother and father's love for religion, and now they can actually practice it, we went to church every Sunday.
因为我的父母是爱信仰的，所以他来到这个国家可以自由到教堂去专心的去爱敬拜主。
And during the holy days, Easter and Christmas, we went multiple times on multiple days.
在圣洁的那些节期里面，我们去了很多次。 然后在敬拜神。
So I believed in Jesus as my Lord and Savior from the day I was born.
其实我相信耶稣是从我出生那一天。
But I didn't have a true relationship with him until later in life.
但是我没有真正跟他有一个真实的关系，直到以后的日子。
As a young boy, I actually served in the Catholic Church.
我小孩就是小时候，我是在一个天主教 来服侍。
I would assist the priest in the Sunday services.
我是来服侍那个在周日时候，就是祭司去服侍祭司。
But as a young man, I started to drift away from the church.
然后年轻的时候，我就开始逐渐的就离开教会了。
I got wrapped up in my youth with my friends, and we did many sinful things.
然后我跟一些年轻人在一起做了一些很多的坏事。
And so I lived a wild life.
然后我过了一个很野，就是很狂野的生活。
And as a young man in my 20s, I thought I would never make 50 years old.
在我20岁那期间的时候，我想到我可能不可能活到50岁。
But God had other plans for me.
但神有另外一个计划。
He gave me a good life.
他给我一个好的生活。
A good family.
他给我一个好的家。
I was very successful in my business.
我是曾经是一个很成功的生意人。
So life was good for me.
其实生活是对我来说好的。
Multiple cars, multiple homes.
哦，有几辆车，也有几个房子啊。
In the business world, I could do no wrong.
在生意的这个场上，我是真的是绝对是成功的。
But I actually When I was married, I actually attended church.
当我结婚以后，我有去教会。
I attended church, but to me, the church was a social event.
但是那时候去教会觉得感觉是一个社交的那个社会的一个教活动。
The entire family was involved with something in the church.
这个整个家在教会里面。
I was in charge of the men's baseball team and the men's breakfasts and the men's club.
我当时是在那个棒球是吧? Baseball 是棒球吗? Okay, 棒球。 然后他也是负责这个早餐，也负责这个就是弟兄的俱乐部。
But even though we went to church almost every Sunday, got involved with the church, I still didn't know Jesus.
虽然说我星期天每一次去教会，但是我去是还是不认识耶稣。我虽然有服侍，每个星期天。And
then when I turned 50, my life collapsed.
当我50岁的时候，我的生活就开始就是很多倒塌，就是不好的事情发生。My
wife told me she no longer loved me and wanted the divorce.
因为我的太太说我不再爱你，我想离婚。
I was devastated.
我非常非常的,
I didn't know who to turn to.
我非常的, 绝望, 我不知道我要转向和寻求谁的帮助。
I cried for my children.
我也为我的孩子们哭泣。
I didn't know which way to turn.
我也不知道往哪条路去走。
And at that particular time, a month before this happened, I started going to a new church.
我在那个阶段那个转折点的时候，我开始去到一个新的教会。But
that church didn't play an important part yet.
但是在那个教会并没有一个好的，就是负责的，没有开始负责。During
this trial of divorce, I felt depressed.
在这个离婚的过程当中，这个试验当中，我是觉得就是开始忧郁，得了忧郁症。
And during the depression, I went to a doctor.
然后在这个期间，忧郁这个期间，我就去了看医生。
We talked for a good hour, and he gave me some medicine.
然后我们交流了一个小时，然后他给了我一些处方。
I went home to take the medicine, but I never did.
我虽然是回家带了药，但是我没有去吃。
A couple days later, I left work early because I was very depressed.
有几天之后呢，我上班，然后我离开，就下班，提前下班了，因为我非常的沮丧，非常忧郁。
The house was empty. There was nobody inside the house.
房子是空的，没有任何人在那里。
I fell down on my hands and knees and cried out to God.
然后我跪下来，开始哭泣，向神呼喊。
And during this time of crying, I felt a lifting of my body.
在这段时间的哭泣祷告的时候，我感受到我的身体被神提起来。
And as I cried out to God, I can feel myself rising up towards the ceiling.
我感受到，当我在哭泣、向神哭泣、祷告的时候，我感觉到我的身体被提到靠近天花板。At
that moment, I didn't understand what was happening to me.
那时候我并不知道是发生了什么事情在我身上。As
I started regaining consciousness, I came off the ceiling and landed softly on the carpet of the house.
然后当我开始意识到的时候，回到我的意识里面的时候。 我却从靠近天花板又掉下来，就躺在地上房子的这个毯子上面，地毯上。At
that moment, I knew that God did something to me, but I didn't know what.
我那时候我就知道神真的是做了一件事情，但我。
But He gave me life. Okay, He gave me life. He gave me strength.
他给我生命，给我力量。An
energy that I could not comprehend.
也给我力气，那个力气是我没办法所理解的那个力气、体力。
And that was January 8th.
那个是1月8号。
So that was my day of reborn. I was reborn on January 8th.
我那天就是我重生的日子，是1月8号重生的日子。
So when my firstborn was on August 12th, when I was born by my mother, but God reborn me on January 8th.
我出生的日子，我母亲出生生我的日子是8月12号，但是神让我重生的日子却是1月8号。
Two days later, I went back to the doctor.
两天之后，我又去看了医生。
And he looked at me and he says, "What happened to you?"
然后他看着我，他说，发生了什么事情呢？
And I told him, "I don't know, but I feel that I don't need you anymore."
然后我告诉他，我就是我也不知道，但是我只是真实的感受到我不需要医生了，不需要你。
He says, "You are a different person from the man I saw last week."
我医生对我说，我看到你的时候，我觉得现在你是一个不一样的人，是不同的。
And he told me by the glow of my face and the posture of my body and the excitement of my voice, he says, "I cannot help you anymore."
他说看到他脸上的容光，看到他的那个身体的那个状态，然后看到他的声音那种兴奋的那个声音，他说我绝对是不需要再帮你了。
So people that knew me saw a change in me.
那些人曾经知道我的，看到很真实的看到真实的改变在我身上。
And they would ask me, "Where did you go on vacation?"
他就开始问他，哎，你休假了吗？你去休假了吗？
I said no, but God did something to me, and I don't know what.
他又回应说，他说我不知道，我不知道神，反正是神在我身上做的。
So during this time, I had promised God for giving me a rebirth that I would do what he begged me to do. I was his.
So,You did tell God, ask him to be.
I told God that I would give my life. He saved me from my depression.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave my life to him.
Okay. So I want to clarify. Did you ask God to, if you promised God just a vow, like I'm kind of vow, if you save me from the depression, I will do whatever you ask me to do?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. 他说他是曾经他是跟神有求过，就是说就发誓言，如果你把我从这个忧郁的里面救拔出来，就是医治好了，我愿意做你要我所做的任何事情。
So I started going to this new church and there were men of God that helped me.
然后我去了一个新的教会，在那里神帮助我。
They prayed for me. They anointed me.They treated me like their brother.
然后在那里呢，他们是弟兄姊妹为我祷告，也恩膏我，然后真实的对待我像就是弟兄一样。
I felt truly loved by these men as brothers.
我真实的感受到，我真正的是被他们所爱，就是他们的弟兄那样被爱。
The pastor of the church and I became good friends.
而且是这个教会的牧师成了我的好朋友。
But then I wanted to find out more about God. Who is this God? I've known God all my life, but I don't know him.
但是我心里还是想更多的想认识神。他到底神是谁？ What's the last sentence? I'm sorry. Who is God? And
I wanted to know who God was and why did he help me?
大家想知道神是谁。为什么神你帮助了我
？Okay, so the best way of knowing God is to read the Bible.
最好的方式认识神就是来读圣经。
So this is the first time in my life I was reading the Bible.
然后这是第一次他开始真正的读圣经。
Growing up as a Catholic, we don't read.The Catholics do not read the Bible at home.
我是一个天主教长大的，天主教的人，他是在家里不读圣经的。
That was up to the priest and the church leaders to read the Bible and interpret the Bible to the members of the church.
是由天主教的祭司或者是领袖来读圣经，来分解圣经给会员。
So growing up as a boy in my mother's and father's house, we didn't have a Bible in the house.
当我小时候成长的时候，在家里面，我的家里都没有圣经。
So I started reading the Bible. I started going to Bible studies. I wanted to know more and more about who is this God.
然后我开始读圣经，然后我在读圣经，研读圣经，我真的想知道，要知道神到底是谁。
And I started reading things in the Bible that told me that I should do things.
然后读圣经，然后圣经上要告诉我要做什么。
I should go and make disciples of other people.
我要出去走，来，就是传福音，来门徒。
I should help the poor people.
我应该帮助那些贫穷的人。
I should travel the four corners of the world to tell people about Jesus.
我应该去地球四极来传播福音。
And so as a young Christian, that's what I started to do.
然后我就是年轻的基督徒，我就开始做了。
First thing I did was sign up for a mission trip.
然后第一件事我就开始就是去注册了一个就是宣教的一个旅程。
This mission trip was to London, England. It wasn't someplace in Africa.
第一个就是去了伦敦，并不是到非洲。
But I felt and saw God's love through the entire mission trip.
但是在整个这个宣教这个旅程，我感受到神的爱，一直感受到神的爱。
What I did during the mission trip was to minister to 150 children from India in London.
然后第一次这个就是这个宣教的旅程呢，我是服侍了150个从印度来的孩子们在伦敦。
And one of the things you'll get to know about me is I love children because I am a child myself.
你们要认识我的话，第一件事就知道我很喜欢小孩子，因为我自己就还是有小孩子心态。
I am a child of God.
我是天父的孩子，我是神的孩子。
So after one trip, I wanted to go on another and another and another.
然后自从这第一次我就想继续第二次、第三次，然后继续。
God put me.I was very fortunate in my business world. And one of my things in my business world that I did a lot of traveling.
在我这个生意的这个旅程当中人生旅程我很幸运的经常去旅行。
So God took that away from me, my travels, so that I could spend more time at home and with my church.
但是神呢却把这个拿走了，让我使得我有时间呢能够跟教会的弟兄姊妹在一起更多的。
So in my business, I was very fortunate to able to make my own hours so I could do whatever I want for God.
然后在做生意的时候，我有很多的时间可以把这个时间也可以来做服侍神的事情。
I went on mission trips.
我去了宣教的旅程。
I helped the poor in the city.
我也帮助了城市里面那些贫穷人。
I volunteered for the immigrants and refugees that came to America.
我也帮助了自愿的帮助了那些来美国的避难的那个难民。
And each challenge God brought to me was a challenge that I loved doing for Him.
每一个神带到我生命上的挑战，其实都是我喜欢所服侍神的。
So I did many things. I was fortunate to be able to do as much as I did.
然后我做了很多事情，我很幸运，我能够做这些，做很多。
So during this time, I really got to know God, and the relationship built each day, I am still growing with God.
真的在这些我的服事当中，我真的开始认识了神，然后跟神建立关系。每一天，每一天，我跟神的关系认识神更多。
So how do I get involved with the Chinese people?
那我怎么样开始就是跟中国人接触，参与这个中国人的服事呢？
So I look around my screen here and I see all Chinese people.
然后我现在正好现在看到你们的屏幕上都是中国人。
And I feel so comfortable with you.
然后我感受到非常的舒适平安。
And how that started, it was in the year 2007.
我开始这个中文服事是在2007年。
Where a Chinese pastor came to our church looking for money for a small school in China, in Sichuan province.
那刚开始那个时候第一次就是说在一个中国的姊妹叫以斯特的到我的教会来，他想来就是募捐，想募捐的话，然后在四川省开始建小学。
He wanted some money to build a wall for the school because the school playground was very close to the railroad tracks.
他想这个募捐的话，就是想开始在四川那个小学来建那个墙。帮助呢，可以，因为他那个小学靠近那个水，靠近那个。
The teachers and the principal of the small school in the country didn't want the children to run on the railroad tracks and get hurt.
因为这个小学的校长呢，不想让这小孩子跑到那个河流那边去玩。
So he wanted a little money to build this wall.
所以他想要一些钱来开始建造这个墙。
We fell in love with him and we donated the money at that very moment, the first time it ever happened.
当我们第一次看到他的时候，我们就爱上了，就生发了爱，就马上捐钱。
3 months later, this Chinese pastor came to me and he said, would you like to come to China and build the wall?
然后三个月之后呢，这个中国牧师来就是跟我接触以后呢，他说我邀请他，就邀请他去中国，当他去建墙的时候，就是让他过去。
So at first I told him, Chinese know how to build a wall, they don't need me.
啊，那刚开始他说中国人他知道怎么建墙，不需要我呀。
But he insisted on my presence there.
然后他持续的坚持要我去。
So me and 5 other people from the church went to China to build a wall.
然后最后呢，就是我跟五个弟兄姊妹教会的五个人一起去了中国。
So we went to go build a wall, and it was a more of a celebration of their for their loving for us to give them the money to build a wall.
其实我去的话，其实是一种更多的是与其建墙，更多是一个庆祝这个之间双方的彼此的相爱，他对我的爱，我对他们的爱。
So they actually fed us, they put on a show, and I actually laid only one brick.
So they also have a show for you?
Yes, they honored us.
Okay.
I was very touched.
So the show is a performance or?
Performance of the children. They performed
okay.
for us.
Okay, 他去的时候呢，他们就是真的是很款待了他们。他们就是请他们吃饭，然后呢还准备了小孩子的这个表演节目，真的是非常尊荣我。
So I felt so much love from the teachers, the parents, the principal, and the children that day.
我刚才他有说到一个，他其实只是放了一块砖而已，他其实都是他们对他非常的就是表达对他的很爱，他们的校长，他们的这些弟兄姊妹都非常表达他对他的爱。
There is also people from the government newspaper there.
然后也有government, huh? Okay, government, 政府的那边来的，还有些媒介的，这些写报纸的。
And this one reporter came up to me and asked me many, many questions.
然后有一个记者过来问了我好多问题。
And she asked me, why did I come here on my vacation to build a wall?
她问我, 她为什么到这来, 休假来, 来建墙?
And why did you come and who sent you to China?
她说,
and I told her, Jesus sent me.
她告诉她,
and she told me, who's Jesus?
然后她问, 谁是耶稣啊?
And I said, you don't know who Jesus is?
然后她回应说, 你不知道耶稣是谁吗?
And she said, no.
她说,
she went to the other reporters to ask them.
然后这个记者又问了, 跑到另外一个记者去问, 耶稣是谁?去问。
So for the rest of the day, we talked about this man called Jesus.
然后余下的这个时间, 那天的时间, 我们就是开始, 讲耶稣。
So this is the first person I ever met in my entire life that did not know who Jesus Christ was.
Oh, 这是第一个人在我一生当中, 是第一个我遇到他, 一点都不知道耶稣。
So if this person doesn't know, and there's a billion people in China, I have a lot of work to do.
他说如果这个人不知道耶稣, 他中国有 这个成千上百万，这个很多的人啊，他们都不知道。那我有很多的工作需要去做啊。
So I could go on with the many things that I learned, but I was very intrigued by the Chinese culture for those 14 days that I was in China.
而我在这个中国这个旅行当中学了很多东西，但很重要就是我被吸引就是中国的文化。
That I wanted to know more about China.
然后我要 渴慕更多的了解中国。
3 months later, there was an earthquake in Sichuan province, and I was in Sichuan at the time.
然后三个月之后呢，四川又发生地震，那正好我那时候我也在四川。
So during those times, we didn't have cell phones, so it was very difficult to get a hold of the people that I just met in Sichuan.
那个时候没有手机，所以我很难就是能够联系到那些我曾经遇到的认识的人。
So about a week after the earthquake, the Chinese pastor called me up and asked, would I like to go with him back to China to help with the earthquake people?
一个星期之后呢，这个地震之后呢，然后牧师又说，邀请我要不要继续去中国去帮助那些人去传福音。
So we went with a crew of Americans, Chinese Americans, to Sichuan province to help relieve the people with the in the earthquake.
Oh, okay. Can you repeat one more time? Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So we went with a number of people, both some Americans, but mostly Chinese Americans, back to Sichuan province to help with the earthquake relief.
Okay, 他们就带了很多人，就是包括美国人，也有些是美籍的华人，还有回到那个四川去帮助这个地震救灾。
So my Chinese at that time was not very good.
那个时候我中文并不太好。
And being in the rural area of China, nobody knew English.
在中国那时候是没有人知道这个英文。
So I asked God that night, sitting in my hotel, saying, why did you send me to this part of China where I can't talk to this, to the people about you?
那天晚上他在旅馆的时候就问神，他说， 为什么你把我拆进到中国却是他们并不知道，就是我不能用语言来交流，他们不知道英文，为什么你把我拆进到这里来？
He showed me a passage that night in my hotel room, and from Matthew 5, saying that let my light shine through you.
然后那天晚上他又给我那个经文，马太福音第五章，就说让我的光从你身上发出去。
So even though I could not speak the language, I let God's light shine through me, through what I did.
虽然是我不能够说中文，但是神通过我，我的行为照亮了周遭的人。
And what I did was I tried to hug every single Chinese person I met.
我做的就是 我拥抱每一个我所遇见的中国人。
I try to show them a smile of hope.
然后我开始对他们笑，展现出那种有盼望的笑容。
Women with their small babies gave those babies so I can hold them.
然后那些妇女有小孩子的，我就来抱她的孩子。
So during this trip, I realized that China was my new home.
在这个旅行当中，这次中国之行，我开始意识到中国是我第二个家。
So I can tell you many, many stories from just the time of the earthquake.
我可以告诉你，在这个地震当中，我可以告诉很多很多故事。
But we'll save that for another time.
但是我要把它这个保留到下一次，另外一次。
So I continue to visit China yearly, every year.
我开始每年去去中国。
And each time I visit, it was through God's love and His direction that kept me going.
每一次去中国都是因着神的爱，神的指引带领。
Then finally, in the year 2016, I decided to stay and live in China.
然后直到2016年，我终于下决心决定了住在中国，留在中国。
So I tell people that Nanjing is my home city.
我告诉别人，南京是我的家。
In fact, I met a young Chinese woman today, and I told her that my hometown is Nanjing, and she laughed.
Today?
Today, yes.
Oh, today. 她今天，甚至今天，她遇见一个年轻的女孩，中国人，甚至她告诉她，我的家在南京。她然后笑了。
So that is my hometown, Nanjing.
南京就是我的家，家乡。
I still have many friends and many loved people there.And I wish to return very shortly.
我还有很多的朋友，我所爱的人在那里。我要相信，我要很快要回到中国。
But God has me, keeps me busy wherever I go.
神就是保持我忙碌，不管我去哪里都是忙碌的做。
I'm still involved with the Chinese organization that sent me first to China.
我还是跟那个第一次叫我去中国的那个教会组织保持联系，一直都有。
I work with immigrants and refugees from different parts of the world.
我也与那些就是移民过来的那些难民，就各国各地的。
I mentor high school children from different parts of the world.
我也当这些高中生的从不同国家的导师。
And I also mentor international students from China and from India.
我也当这些国际学生的中也有从中国印度来的导师。
And I also am involved with the Ukraine relief programs here in the United States.
我也参与这个在美国的关于帮助救济这个乌克兰的。
Okay. So God has given me many, many adventures since that January 8th.
January 8th, yeah, 神给我很多很多的新奇的这个不同的旅程和冒险也有挑战。在1月8号就是我重生的那天开始就神给我们很多的样。Yeah.
So the last 20 years have been more fruitful and exciting than the first 50.
自从我重生有的20年，我是比我以前重生之前的50年要多结了很多的果子，更加的兴奋，更加的有趣。
Okay, my Chinese pastor, he tells me that I am God's heavenly soldier.
中国牧师说我是属天国的这个战士天国的战士
because whatever he commands me to do I will do
因为他无论他叫我做什么我就会来做
So now he gave me the ability to be not just an English teacher, but a Bible teacher.
然后现在我有什么不光是有这个教英文的能力了，也是这个圣经教师。
But how I read the Bible is I question the Bible to make a deeper relationship between myself and my maker.
我怎么样来研读圣经呢？我就来对神的话会来发问题，让我跟我的创造者有更深更深的关系。
Okay. I've been blessed 10 times over.
10 times over.
Because yeah, many times. I've been blessed many, many, many times.
Because of your Bible study?
No, because of God's love for me.
Okay, good. 他说他很多很多很多倍的被神祝福了，因为神的爱。
So I encourage people to don't listen to a Bible study, but give your own Bible study.
我鼓励每一个人不要去只是参与这个研读圣经的这个查经班，你要给自己开查经班。
Yeah, so I encourage people to follow God and you'll never go wrong. It'll open up doors for you that will never you can imagine.
只要紧紧跟随神这条路是绝对是好的。然后他刚刚那个查经班也可以说是自己灵修个人灵修吧，你可以这样说。
So I had many accomplishments that were God accomplishments, not my accomplishments in China.
我也在中国有很多的成就哈，就是我完成了神要我做的，也是神的成就。
I was involved with three youth camps in China.
我在中国有这个青年人的青年人营。
I've talked to many people in China about Jesus.
我也告诉那些中国很多的中国人关于耶稣。
I brought many people to church in China, in Nanjing.
我也带了很多人去南京的教会，去教会在南京。
So it wasn't mine, it was God's doing. So whatever I do, it's not, I didn't do it, God did it.
不是我做的，其实是神使用我做的，都是神做的。
So I believe we're all hands and feet of God.
我相信我们都是神的手，神的脚。
God's asking us for his help.
神在要我们的帮助，他需要我们的帮助。
He wants to save everybody on this earth.
他想来拯救在这地球上每一个人。
He doesn't want to leave anybody behind.
他不愿意任何人就是。
So he needs all Christians to be his heavenly soldier.
他要每一个人都成为天国的战士。
Okay. Yeah, so let's see. I'm kind of lost for words now, but if there's questions, I will answer questions.
现在就是说你们要是有问题开始可以提问了。
好，我们现在欢迎大家有什么问题可以向沃特老师提出来哈。
啊 ，sure。
I have a question.
Excuse me. What?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was when I am Christian.In that moment, the pastor is so 施洗怎么说
Empathize
for me. I feel so excited.、
Mm-hmm.
I just reborn. How about your that moment? What was your feeling?
Well, when I was reborn,
当他重生的时候。
And I felt something supernatural.
我感受到那个超自然的感觉。
When your whole body is lifted off the ground and you're heading towards the ceiling, I can't comprehend that.
他那时候我的整个的身体是被神提到靠近那个天花板，我简直是不可能领域可以理解的。
And I felt myself touching, my head touching the ceiling of the room.
感受我的头已经碰到那个天花板了。
Not just my head, but my shoulders and my back touching the ceiling.
甚至我的肩膀、我的背都靠触摸到天花板。
I was afraid that without my home, I might have gone up to heaven right then and there.
我觉得如果是如果不是限制在这房子里面、家里面，我可能已经就是到天上去了。
But the house kept me in, and when I kind of landed on my feet, and actually it landed on my hands and feet, hands and knees, and I cried out to God saying, "Thank you, God." I didn't know what happened.
他说，如果不是这个房子限制他，真的是可能就是上到天上去了。然后他感谢神，他是那个他还是落到地上了哈，是他的手跟他脚，还有他的膝盖。然后他开始呼求神，神啊，感谢你。虽然我不知道发生什么事情。
And so when I read in the Bible for the first time that Nicodemus asked Jesus to be reborn, I finally knew that what happened to me, I was reborn.
当他读圣经，读到那个重生了，他就马上意识，他才意识到，哦，我是重生了。
So I had to wait until I read that part in the Bible where Nicodemus and Jesus told him that he had to be reborn. So that day on January 8th, I was supernaturally filled with the Holy Spirit to be reborn.
然后他读到圣经那个地方，就是静云帮我翻译 Nicodemus 那个中文怎么说？
尼克底姆。
尼克底姆哈，就说尼克底姆。OK， 尼克底姆那个他那个重生的那个经历的时候，他才知道自己真的是重生了，他是被圣灵充满的，他是这个我们的Water。
You don't know how many times I tried to reduplicate that event, but I cannot.
Reduplicate.
Yeah, to make it again. I wanted to do that again.
Oh, you.
I wanted to float up again, but I can't do that anymore.
Oh, okay. 他想重新经历那个被身体被提上去，但是他做不了了，就那一次。
I guess the next time that happens, I will actually be going up to heaven.
他说下次我如果发生同样的事情，我估计我会上到天上去了。
So my vision of me in my early 20s saying that I would not make 50, I would die by 50, it came true. I did die and was reborn at 50.
当他二十岁曾经说过，他说他对自己说，哦，我可能活不到五十岁。啊，的确，一件事情发生什么呢？就是他五岁的时候，的确他是，就好像他是真的有个重生的一个经历。
Well, I meet many, many Christians, and I tell them that they're older than me, because I've only been a Christian for 20 years, and they've been a Christian for 30, 40 years, all their life. So it took a long time to really understand who God is.
他也遇见很多的这个基督徒，他们其实他们年纪比他大，因为他们很多的信耶稣已经信了四十年、五十年，他才信了二十年。
As a businessman, I had a lot of confidence in everything I did, and it was always good.
作为一个生意人，他的确是有很多信心，他曾经做成功了很多事情。
But when you have an incident in your life that you can't control, and you fall on your hands and knees and cry out to God, and you are answered by God, something has to happen.
Yeah, great, great. Exorbitant. Yes.
So he gave me a new confidence, more of a larger confidence that I had before as a businessman. I had a lot of confidence as a businessman. I have even more confidence than I had now being a soldier of God.
Yeah, I have some experience. I can keep away from the evils, keep the snake.
Right.
So now I'm feeling so peaceful, joyful, more confidence on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is my experience in the Christian.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You
mentioned two words, okay? There's PLJ is an expression that we used many years ago. Mm-hmm. Peace, love, joy. And I knew about this until it's a new meaning to me after I was reborn. So I tell people those are the most important three words in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, love, and joy. So mm-hmm. each and every day, I try to live with a peace of mind, the love for everybody, and a joy knowing that God loves me. Peace, love, and joy, PLJ. So when I send a letter, I'll write down after my name, peace, love, and joy, or PLJ.
好，就留给另外一个问吧，我花太多时间。嗯，他说他活出了生命，就是每一天他是要活出一个非常平安的心态。 然后呢，有对每一个人的爱跟喜乐，因为他知道神爱他。他写信的时候都会落款，写上名字，最后就写上平安、爱、喜乐。嗯，OK。嗯，
There is a question that we have a Bible study. I have a Bible study that we do with on WeChat with some people in China on Thursday evenings in America, Friday morning, China. I also do one with my Chinese organization, Agape Way. We do an English one on Wednesday night through Zoom at 8 o'clock. And then we have a Chinese one on Sunday night, Thursday night, and Friday morning. That one's in Chinese. And Frank, my pastor friend Frank, Dr. Pastor Lee, he has his own story, real short. He grew up in Sichuan province, very poor. And he was able to be the first student in Sichuan province to go to the university after the Cultural Revolution. He received his degree in Nanjing University, got his bachelor's master's degree in Toronto, and got his PhD in geology in Chicago. Shortly after he received his PhD, he started believing in Jesus and the Bible. So he became a pastor overnight. Here he had spent 15 years in school to learn to become a scientist. And in a matter of weeks, he became a pastor. Okay, so he will challenge people with their intellect, with his Bible. So if I can give you the Zoom numbers, if you like. You could join him on, or myself, sometimes I join him on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Those are our Eastern Standard Times in America.
Almost the same time as yours. Yours is also Thursday.
Mine's on Wednesday, and then I have one on Thursday evening, but it's on WeChat with a small group of people in China.
WeChat. Oh, okay, WeChat.
Yeah. We've tried it on Zoom, but sometimes it was a poor connection with some of the people in their areas.
Mm.
So we found that the WeChat had a better signal.
Okay. And also, once you have Agape the Way, English one, right? English
right.
One.
That's on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the thing about it is that it's not a Bible study. It's more of a conversation. We ask that you come with questions, and we all will answer the questions together. Okay, so it's a question and answer period. We may have some biblical insight. I'll read something from the Bible and I'll question it. And how I question it is that God wants us to question it because that's the way the Bible was written. The Bible was written to give us just some basic information. And it's up to us to sort out the information. So that's why a lot of times when you reread a section and you say, oh my gosh, I read this already, but I don't remember reading it. Then that's the reason why, because we have different circumstances that happen in our life. And those circumstances will affect how we read the Bible.
Okay.
So we challenge people with their insight to be thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you become a thinker, you become more a discipler for Jesus. And that's what Jesus wanted us to do, to go out and talk to people about him, to be witnesses.
Okay, so anybody need a translation? Understand? 每个人都听得懂吗？还是要我翻译？ Okay, 好。他说他现在是星期四晚上有那个微信，就是 WeChat， 星期五早上他这些都是，就是交流跟他那个中国人交流，是关于这个圣经上的一些，他会读圣经，然后呢问问题，他先就是圣经是有这个圣经要读的话，其实要我们自己去来思想，来跟神发问，这样的话呢，才能够更深的理解这个圣经。我们有时候理解圣经，会有不同的理解，因着发问或者因着自己的经历，神要我们成为一个思考者。这样的话我们思考的时候就会我们真正的跟神建立发问思考，这个跟神建立一个真正的一个门徒的关系，也能够去为神传福音。然后呢，他有提到他在他自己的美国的那个教会，每个星期三晚上8点是英文的，是这个 Zoom meeting， 然后你们要参加的欢迎参加，跟他联系。然后他还讲到提到过他另外一个他的牧师，就是他的牧师姓李，叫 Frank， 他自己有自己的故事。Let me clarify. Barwater, the Dr. Lee Frank is the pastor of Agape Way.
Yes, right. He's the pastor. He's the founder. He started it over 20 years ago, and he started it by helping the underprivileged children in Sichuan province. And that's how the, okay.
Okay, so, and he has a church in America or in China?
Yeah, he has a small Chinese church in America.
Okay, Chinese church in America, okay.
Right, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Okay, all right. Okay. 他连提到过另外一个就是中国的牧师，他姓李哈。他是20年呢，他是有一个小的教会在北卡。那他20年的时候，因为帮助中国四川的孩子们呢，这些，他所以anyway 开始就是建教会，然后自己当牧师啊。Anyway， 他自己的故事就是说，他是四川省的一个很贫穷的地方哈。那个穷人的很多穷的时候呢，他是第一个去读大学的，文化大革命他就去了南京学校，好像是，然后然后有拿到了硕士博士学位，然后呢他花了15年哈、读书啊，去读书想成为一个科学家，但是呢他后来是一个星期就开始就是接触耶稣，经历耶稣哈、就成为信徒了，所以呢他经常会通过这些研这个查经啊，这些他会来跟大家来讲这个经文或者讲耶稣，也欢迎你们呢能够参加他的这个 Zoom meeting 这个会议，他的会议是星期天的晚上8点，星期四的早上10点早上，也欢迎你们参加，有兴趣的话可以跟他联系。
So in your in a group chat, I put down the Zoom meeting number.
Okay.
The English evening is the English one class is on Wednesday evening, and then the Chinese ones are three times: Sunday evening, Thursday evening, and then Friday morning.
Okay.
He does it on Friday morning, so more people in China can participate.
Okay. 那么就是maybe 金云你可以翻译一下吧，变成中文可能他们知道。还有没有人要提问呢？I'm just asking anybody else want to ask question.
Any questions? That's fine.
Hello, my name is Shuya.
Uh-huh.
Can you see me?
Yes.
I invited a friend of mine in my house church. We share gospel every Sunday night. And we actually met a Vietnam Chinese guy, and he's a Buddhist. He works from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. So there's no church actually he can go to. So I actually invited him here. I think I saw him, his pulse iPhone, but I don't know if he's still here.
Uh-huh.
I think it will be really good if you can talk to him for a little bit. And I do know brothers and sisters speak Cantonese here. That's why I invited him here.
Okay.
Are you still here, Paul? Mr. Wong? I'm not sure if the iPhone, the one saying iPhone is him or not. But do you have a Cantonese or anybody in New York knows a Cantonese church, online church? Because I'm in Memphis, and he works from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. I think it will be good if there is a Zoom meeting that is in China. It is, you know, there's a jet lag in China. So I think it will be good for him to participate.
So he works from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yes, in here, in the United States, Central
okay.
Time.
So in Central Time, he's in the Central. Yes. So he's
but the Tennessee. Thing is, he speaks Cantonese.
Okay. He speaks Cantonese, okay.
Right.
Well, I know a lot of people in Hong Kong.
Yeah, Brother Walter, that's a good idea because there are many Chinese churches in Hong Kong. Many of them speak Cantonese, so.
Right, and then, yeah, so. I could ask some of my friends because I know one of my friends, they do but it's a Catholic and they do a service on.
It's all right, I'll take care because my church, Christian and Mission Alliance, we have a church in Hong Kong. And
right.
Yeah, so there are many churches, not only one, they are of all denominations. So I'll check and I'll send information to Sister B. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the Cantonese that I find out, there a lot of them are mostly on the West Coast in America. You know, all the I've written yet to really meet anybody that is Cantonese on the East Coast. Mostly everybody is Mandarin, but I know quite a few people in. No, and also in Texas too. There's quite a few people in Texas that is Cantonese.
Okay, that issue I'll talk to Sister B directly after this sharing, okay? Let me ask a question. So Brother Walter, and I heard your testimony and so I think definitely, there is a Holy Spirit lead you, so you can become God's children, and also you led by Holy Spirit to China as a missionary, and also right now you invest most of time, almost all the time to disciple training for Chinese brother sister in China, mainland China, so WeChat. That's amazing grace. Yeah, that's God's grace. So my question is, Definitely, South, it's all very, very smoothly, and everything is led by Holy Spirit, and also because God's love, feel overflow from you, and so you want to share His love, like you just mentioned, the peace, the joy, the love, yeah. And so my question is, I know it's got a, definitely you got a challenge or the most difficult time when you follow Jesus. So could you share with us or also help our brother sister when we are like under such kind of situation, because sometimes like in the low mood or sometimes like feel like in such in a difficult situation or because something block family issue or other issue block to serve the God or other things or like so yeah, just could you share your experience when you under the challenge or under the difficulty or all the when you how God lead you how so so you can press on. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I failed to mention this that I was ordained as a missionary by the ECC Church in Chicago, the Evangelical Covenant Church in Chicago. So before I went to China and lived in China, I became ordained missionary with them. So I still have a great connections with the ECC Church. It's a small denomination, maybe about 1,100 churches throughout the United States. And that's when I was living in Houston, I got involved with that organization through another pastor, Pastor Lee, and he got me connected with the Evangelical Covenant Church in Chicago, and that was my sending denomination, so to say. Okay. So when I first went to China, and I was one of the few missionaries that went by themselves. Most times missionaries will go with a partner. They'll go with a loved one, maybe their husband, their wife, or a friend, or a group of friends, okay? But I decided to go to China on my own because I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable with the language, I felt comfortable with the customs, I felt comfortable just being in China. But about the third month when I was living in China, I felt I didn't do anything for the kingdom. I didn't go, I said, what am I doing here? I remember walking on railroad tracks by my apartment and talking to God and saying, why did you send me here? I was struggling because I felt I was useless. I wasn't doing anything. Okay. Then God gave me a vision that He says, let me do all the work. I said, okay. So I didn't have to feel pressure on me to have X amount of people converted to Christianity or talk to X amount of people about Jesus. God put it in my heart saying, I will do the work. I want you to be my soldier. And so at that moment, I felt relieved and all the pressures were taking off of me because I had solitude with God for maybe an hour or two. So sometimes when we pray really quick. Sometimes we need to really pray. There is a man that a book that somebody gave me a book years ago about a man called George Mueller. And he ran an orphanage in England in the 1800s. But he ran it with no money. He was praying to God all the time, and he got his other people to pray for God. They wouldn't pray for 15 minutes or a half hour. They would pray for 2-3 hours all night. So that's where we need to have more relationship with God. When we're in trouble, God answers us at his moment and when it's ready for him. But we need to have patience. But the patience we need to have is the durability of be able to communicate with him, but also have him communicate with us. One of the things I try to teach people is, tell people is, we pray a lot, we talk a lot, but we need to stop and listen to God. If we're always talking, we're always praying, God is very polite. He's not going to butt in. So we need to really concentrate on being involved with the God and the, what you're saying, the Holy Spirit, having the Holy Spirit come into you. But we are so busy with life. Life is constantly bombing us with do this, do that. And sometimes we're praying and we're distracted because we're thinking of something else. Okay? So I encourage people to pray to God, but let him answer to you. And the only way he can answer to you is you to be silent, not just for a couple of minutes, but as long as it takes. So for me, how it works for me, I can't say it works for everybody. I go for long walks. I got lost in China many times. And luckily I had a GPS, because the GPS found my way back home, because I would just walk and walk and walk and walk until God came, answered me. And then all of a sudden I look and I says, how do I get home? I have no idea, God. So he gave me the ability to have a GPS on my phone to get me back home in China. So everybody needs to have some way. Jesus did the same thing. Many times you read in the Bible, Jesus went alone to pray to God. He's the Son of God, but he needed time to be alone with his Father. And that's why he went alone. He left his disciples and he went to go pray. Not just once, many times throughout the whole Bible. Corporate prayer is great. I encourage corporate prayer in churches and group meetings like this. But we need time to be alone, to have a relationship with God and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We talked last Wednesday in our group. We talked for 2 hours about the Holy Spirit. And so I challenged my own friend, my pastor friend, Frank Lee. I says, when was the last time you talked about the Holy Spirit in your sermon? He couldn't remember. So he said, you know what? I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit this coming Sunday. Okay? So we need to really know more about the Holy Spirit and talk more about it, and how do we hold on to it? Because all of a sudden we think we hold on to it and we get distracted. We have the phone ring, somebody's knocking at the door, you know, or I have work to do. We all have work to do. Okay. So yeah, I do have challenges, yeah, and I do have doubts. I had doubts the other day. And you know what? I said, you know, I have to have a good night's sleep. And said, God, I need sleep tonight. You have to give me sleep. You have to give me a good night's sleep. And sure enough, I had a great night's sleep. And the next day, I was ready to go. So God tells us we need rest. Sometimes we're too busy. You know, even we're working on Sundays. We shouldn't be working on Sundays. We should have one day of rest. But we're not. We're working 7 days a week. And God said, no, doesn't work that way. We need rest. And so I need rest. And that happened 3 days ago. I said, I need rest. And sure enough, I got a good night's sleep. I woke up the next morning and all my troubles were minor. I said, okay, God, now what? Tell me what to do next. So that's where I'm saying, like, to have a relationship with God is the more you talk about him, the more you spend time with him, the stronger your relationship becomes with inside you. So we, last year we were holding a disciple class. And one of the things that I teach in a disciple class is that, you know, you can be a disciple. Of all the stuff that you have, the knowledge that you have of the Bible is sufficient enough to become a disciple for Jesus. We're westernized the Bible, and the Bible was not written in the Western world. It was written in the Eastern world. Okay. And one of the examples, if you have time, there's a movie called Sheep Among Wolves. Okay. Sheep, you can see it on YouTube. About the church, the fastest growing church in the world. And do you know where the fastest growing church in the world is?
Middle East.
Where? Middle East. What country?
Iran.
Iran. You're right. The fastest growing church in the world is Iran, and they don't have one church building. Because as soon as they put up a building, the government come in and knock it down and arrest all the people.
Brother Walter, I think some people may need translation. So
I'm sorry, I'm rambling on. Okay, go ahead. You fill in the blanks.
你有记录对不对？你要不要翻译一下？尹科 summarize 一下。尹科听到吗？
听到了，谢谢。
你可以翻哈。
对，大概讲一下吧。
大概。
好的，好的。
谢谢。
他讲的一个重点是什么呢？就是说，他也遇到过一些挑战什么的。然后呢，他就问神，他就是经常会跟神交流，跟他对话，跟神一个建立一个真实的一个一对一的关系哈。他就问神，他说：“为什么你把我差遣到中国来？”然后呢，他就会停下来，就会安静来等神回话。那这是他的方式。他就说，有的人他会祷告很久很久，但是呢，很重要就是要神来回应你，对你说话。那他的方式就是说，他会就是散步，就是一走一走，走路，直到神跟他说话，给他答案。然后他曾经在中国就是这样子一直走，迷路很多次，但是都是神借助那个 GPS 把他带回去。神跟他回应的一句话呢，让他非常就是得到这个疏解啊，就是说释放。因为神说，他说让我来在你的生命里当中做工，就是说我来做啊，那他一下子就释放了，就释怀了，是神做。然后我们他说到一点，就是说我们祷告很久，他说有时候我们要停下，如果我们不停下，神不是那种，他是绅士嘛，他不会说强迫在跟我们说话或怎么样子，所以我们要学会也会安静的时候。然后他说每个人呢都必须就是要有时候事情就是需要很就是长度的那种很深度强度的祷告，有的像有的人他会祷告两到三个小时，甚至整个晚上，有些什么事情特别的事情的时候，这也是跟神建立一个很深的关系，就更深的关系，就像耶稣一样的，他曾经跟天父就这样子，他整个晚上都跟天父说话，跟神跟天父待在一起花时间。当然他说如果是教会聚会一起的祷告是很好，但是很重要的我们必须就是一对一跟神的一个祷告的时间对话了，对话有时候就是说真的是需要很长的时间让神来对我们说话。我们很重要，也他讲的一个重点就是说我们必须要认识圣灵，因为圣灵很关键。他曾经这个 Brother Walter 就曾经挑战过一个牧师，他说你有没有跟你的教会会员讲过教导过他们圣灵？他说我一点都不记得哈，我曾经什么时候过最后一次，他说我记不起来。他就是说被这个 Barwater 就开始真的是就是被就是开始自省，他觉得他说我下个星期开始要跟大家讲圣灵。我们他再次强调就是说我们必须要认识圣灵，要跟圣灵建立关系哈，而且呢要学会去跟随圣灵，就是紧紧的跟随圣灵。因为我们生命当中的确有很多挑战，他说我也有很多挑战，也曾经有过怀疑，他说甚至 前几天我曾经就有过怀疑，有些问题出来，对吧？但是他到时间睡觉了，所以跟神求一个非常好的睡眠。他也知道他必须要休息，因为很多时候我们一直在忙碌的时候，我们不休息的话，我们就会就是真的是会疲惫嘛。所以说呢更不容易让神跟我们说话，也领受神了。那所以说他就说，但他真的是很多问题，甚至有怀疑或怎么样，他有时候他真的是休息，那就给神要，他就结果那天晚上就非常好的休眠。结果一休息完以后呢，他早上起来，哎，就重新，就是好像重新启动，就是重新开始了。那很多的问题都好像变成，就是说在他感觉到，就是说神就让他感觉到是都不重要了，他就开始神啊，你要我怎么做？那很重要，我们要很多的要跟神建立一个关系，就是要很多的时候要花时间跟神说话。越多哈就越好，我们跟神关系也建立更好。然后他建议我们看一个电影，就是说在狼群当中的羊。有个电影，你可以在那个YouTube 看到，可以查到那个 sleep， 就是 sheep among wolves， 就是羊在狼群当中的羊。我可以写在这个聊天室里。
是吗？
Right. So the movie Sheep Among Wolves tells about the fastest growing church in the world, Iran, without a church building. But when they have a new believer, they immediately tell them that they should share what they know with other people. In the Western world, we do the opposite. When we have a new believer, we tell them,Go study and study and study. Okay. Now you went to school to study for 4 years. And then you went to work. But we've learned the Bible for 8 years and we're still not working.
Okay. Let me translate.OK， 他说这个电影呢主要是讲的是就是说关于伊朗的这个就是世界上就是这个地球上最快成长的教会。那在伊朗的话呢，他那个教会是没有这个教堂的，他们只是聚集哈。那他们的方法呢就是说，他如果有个新的信徒的话，他们会教导他们，新的信徒你就是要做了什么事情呢，就是把你所知道去分享另外一个人。那在西方的话他正好是相反啊，如果一个人就是信教了以后，他就叫你要去研读圣经，就是学习去研究，就是这样子，一直这样子。那有的人甚至是4年去学习，然后又开始工作，8年下来还是没有什么成就，没有果子。好呀 ，Amen。
Amen。Okay. So we encourage everybody to, you know, as we share more about Jesus.The closer we get, and we have a stronger relationship when we share.
OK, 我鼓励大家，就是我们要去生命影响生命，就是分享我们的耶稣给更多的人。当我们这样去做的时候呢，我们的关系跟神的关系越来越亲，而亲密，而且呢，我们跟神的关系也越来越牢固，越来越强，
Okay, so it's over 40 minutes.
Yes. Any other questions? Thank you so much, Teacher Water. May I have a last question? Because this is, since it's a singles fellowship, we have to, we'd like to ask some personal questions about singleship, being single, singleness. So you have been single in this 20 years, right? After you get reborn.
Uh-huh.
So have you any struggle or your struggle with loneliness or
well, years ago,
partner?
Yeah, well, I had relationship and close to being married, but I can tell you stories about that and why that didn't happen. And I accepted that from a talk that I had witha pastor years ago, Pastor Jeff.
May we have an English translate?
Okay.
Okay. 他说他重生以后的那二十年呢都是单身。就是我们的金云姊妹就问他，你有没有就是说挣扎过，就是有没有感觉到很孤单的时候，他回应就是说他关于这个结婚的他曾经其实有过要进有一个关系哈，要进入婚姻，但是没有发生。那他曾经跟一个杰夫牧师交流过关于这个事情。哎呀呀。
So this conversation I had with the pastor, because at that time I had to work sometimes on Sunday, which I didn't like. Amen.
他跟这个牧师交谈了一会儿时候，那个时候他周日还必须要上班。
So he said to me that God uses all people at all times, so utilize you for what you're doing.
这个牧师说，他说神是使用人是在任何的时候，他也可以使用你在这个不同的地方，我相信也是包括工作了。他那时候周日还在上班，但他不喜欢。
So I come to realize that as a heavenly soldier, we have to sacrifice things in our lives for the glory of the kingdom.
我意识到天国的战士，我们其实要为了神国的荣耀，天国荣耀，我们必须要牺牲自己的时间或者自己的。
But I also have to take in consideration that if I were to marry someone, I may not be home very often.
我也必须要考虑到一件事，就是说如果我结婚的话，我可能估计我在家的时间会很少。
I come to realize that my style of life, my desire to please God, keeps me away from home many hours and many days.
我意识到了我的生命，我的生活的方式呢，我就是一个心智，就是想来讨神的喜悦，但是因为我想讨神去做神的工，那可能会很多很多时间，就是说我没有在家里面。
So I had to make a decision on whether to please myself or please God.
我必须要做一个决定，我是来讨自己喜悦呢，还是要讨神的喜悦，满足自己的。
So many of my decisions that I make.Is based on, is it glorifying me or is it glorifying God?
许多的决定我做呢，都是来一个问题，就是问这个决定是否我是荣耀神呢，还是荣耀我自己或者自己的需求愿望。
So I'm in the process of moving. So I have two choices that I had to, that came up. One house is at the ocean.The other house is with in a neighborhood far away from the ocean.
我在这个搬家的过程当中，现在哈有两个选择，有一个房子呢是靠近大海，有个房子呢是非常与大海很遥远的，就是远离。
So it would give me great pleasure to see the ocean every day, and to smell the salt air, and then I realize it was for me.And not for God.
如果是房子靠近大海选择的话呢，对我来说是一种享受，极大的享受。我可以每天享受这个海，而且能够呼吸到它的盐味，这个空气，这个新鲜的空气。但是是满足我自己的肉体的需要，却不是。
So at the ocean, I would be isolated, but the other location would be lots of people.
如果是选择靠近大海的房子呢，我 是独立的，就是可能是与人群是隔离的。但是我选择是远离大海房子呢，却是有很多的人。
Okay, most people would say that they would prefer to live in the country than versus the city.
很多人选择会，他会选择要在乡村的房子，然后呢，胜过选择在城市里的房子。
I'm the few, but my...is with the people, because I can help the people instead of being isolated by myself.
我是那其中比较少的选择的，就是说我会选择跟人在一起，我不会选择远离人的，因为我跟人在一起，我可以帮助别人的需要。
God gave me a wonderful gift, and the gift is that I use it to glorify Him, and so I use it, but I can't do it when I'm by myself. I have to do it with other people.
人给我非常棒的人。就是恩赐哈，是可以荣耀神的。我不可能这个恩赐使用出来，就是说如果没有人，我必须在很多人在一起的时候，我才能够发挥这个恩赐来荣耀神。
So each of us have received a gift from God, a special gift to glorify Him, not to glorify us, to glorify Him.
每一个人都有领受到从神来的恩赐，独特的恩赐，也许是。那每个人都必须要选择来他使用的恩赐来荣耀神。
And so when you find that gift out and you start utilizing it for God, He opens up a world to you that will be earth-shattering that I cannot comprehend.
当你使用你的恩赐的时候，神会来打开一个世界，真的是你没办法可以想象的。
Okay.So once again, it's that gift. I ask many people one question, especially young people that I deal with. The one question I ask them is, what is your purpose in life?
Well, 我在想重复说，就是再说一遍，就是说想强调一下，就是说我问很多的人，我也问一些年轻人，那有一个就是一个问题是什么呢？他说你人生的目的是什么呢？
Okay. Many people will give me their goals in life, but they never tell me their purpose in life.
The old life?
Goals in life. Oh, getting married, getting education, having a new car, buying a bigger house. Those are goals.
很多人回应他就是说他会告诉他的生活的目标，但是呢不会告诉他的人生的目的和意义什么。那他们有人说我要买房子啊，我要去读书或者什么样子，这都是目标，但是他没有告诉他人生的目的和意义是什么。
So the purpose in your life, a gift from God, is very different than something that you are talented with. Say like play the piano. That's a talent. That's not a gift.
他说要活出人生的目的，就是要使用这个从神给的那个恩赐。那这个恩赐呢跟你的天赋又是不一样的，像弹钢琴是一个天赋，不是恩赐。
I tell the story about this one atheist. He was a philosopher that lived, he wrote a lot of books around 100 years ago, 1920. His name is Petrus Russell. He was an atheist.
有一个哲学家是一个无神论者，他在100年前他曾经写过1920年写过东西。
And here, and this atheist who doesn't believe in God said that if you have a purpose in life, then you believe in God.
If you have purpose in life, then
you believe in God.
You believe in God.
Right. So he, as an atheist, doesn't have a purpose in life because he doesn't believe in God.
但是哲学家他是没有这个人生的目标，这个人生的意义和目的哈，因为他不相信神。如果是相信神的话，就一定会有一个会知道自己的人生的目的和意义。
So I ask each and every one of you to seek out your gift and understand your purpose.
我要请大家要去寻求神，问神，知道神给你什么样的礼物，活出你人生的目的和意义。
That's a long-winded question answer.
它是一个需要很长时间来回答的。
What such a long answer. Oh my gosh.
It's a very good question, though.
Yeah, it is. When you spend time with God, you spend time with Jesus. When you spend time with the Holy Spirit, all three, your strength and your faith keeps increasing. And when you share it, like I'm sharing it now, I am honored that you and God has allowed me to talk to him in my passion, my love for God.
OK, 他说很重要，就是要刚才他问这个问题是需要很长的时间，我们思考要去回答的。那他就是说，我们要花时间跟我们的神、跟我们圣灵三位一体的神哈，天父、耶稣、圣灵。那我们越多的花时间，那我们的能力、我们的力量、我们的信心就会加增。而且当他说我分享，因为我是被你们荣幸的邀请了，让我分享给你，我的热情，我的爱，我所爱的神，我的爱哈，这也是帮助呀，也是帮助的跟，我想也是能够帮助我们更深的增加跟神的亲密的关系吧。
It's very interesting, Brother Water. Our speaker last month also talking about the purpose of life. He's almost like commanding us to seek God, to ask him, each one, what's the purpose of our life individually. So today you mentioned this again. Mm. I think this is such a great,
that's beautiful.
Great question to each of us in this singles group.
Yeah. I want to just really quickly, just you said, gifts is different from talent. So can you please just tell us briefly what kind of gifts you can, you know, give example gifts?
Well, in the Bible, Paul talks about it in Romans about the gift that some of the gifts that are possible, some of the gifts of prophecy, some of the gifts of teaching, some of the gifts of serving, some of the gifts. So there are numerous gifts that you can seek, but most of the gifts are helping others to find God.
Mm.
You know, that's one of the things. So there are gifts that are, you know, we are given. I became, you know, you mentioned me, Lakshura. You know, I'm not a teacher. Okay. Mm. But people call me teacher.
Mm.
Okay. And it's an honor because as a businessman, I was never, in a way, I wasn't teaching, because if I taught people how to do my business, it made my job easier. Okay. So teaching is one of the gifts. Encouraging people is another gift. Mm. Serving people. Leadership when it's needed.
I was surprised. So you think your gift is not a teacher? Your gift is not in teaching.
It's teaching, but I'm not a professional teacher.
Okay.
I teach from my heart. I've never been trained to be a teacher. Like, I know a lot of teachers, and they do a much better job teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But my passion, my gift is encouraging people, I would say, to encourage people to not give up. Don't worry about this world. We worry too much about this world. We should more worry about the next world.
Mm, okay.
You know? Okay, so a lot of times I like to hear people's stories. I'm a good listener. So everyone here on the call has a story. I would love to hear stories. About anything, about your life, about something. I could tell you hundreds of stories that happened to me in China and elsewhere. Stories that I remember. And it's about people.
Mm.
You know, I came to realize years ago that when I travel, I'm not a tourist.
Okay. So let me translate.
Mm-hmm.
我刚才有问他一个问题，我是说，既然这个恩赐跟天赋不一样，那我是说，你们讲一下这个关于恩赐的一些例子哈。他说，关于恩赐例子，在罗马书有说到啊，像说预言、教导、服事、帮助人去找到神哈。他讲他自己例子，他说我其实不是一个老师啊，我做生意的时候呢，我教过一些人怎么做生意，在我的做生意就比较容易哈。他说恩赐有这个关于教导，也关于这个去鼓励人，还有服侍人，或者是成为一个领袖。他说我虽然不是一个恩赐就是说真正的老师，但是神还是使用他，就是去教导他，教导人呢就是从他心里面去教导不是说那种专业的。他其实他觉得他的恩赐什么呢，是他是喜欢他那个恩赐就是比较强，就是说去鼓励别人，鼓励别人不要去担心这个世界，不要忧虑不要忧虑不要担心世界的忧虑哈，这个顾虑。他说要去注目专注是天上的那个世界，而不是地上的这个世界。我也是，他说我也是一个很好的聆听者，我喜欢听故事，我在中国有很多的故事我记得关于人的。他说我也喜欢旅行但是我不是导游。Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for the clarification. Thank you. So I think we need to seriously seek God for our gifts and the purpose for each one's life, so we can live a fulfilling, accomplished life. So our life will not be wasted. Our time will not be wasted.
Right. Yeah. Put God first. You know, I had a boss, had a supervisor years ago, and he told me to family comes first, then comes your religion, then comes work. And I told him, no. I said, God comes first, family second, and work third.
Yes.
I said, put God first.
Okay. So, 他说，鼓励就是说，我们一定要把神放在第一位，让神居首位。他说很多年前有一个他的老板主管对他说过，他说家是第一位，信仰是第二位，然后呢工作第三位。他说不是的，信仰是第一位，然后家庭是第二位，然后是工作。他说永远要把神放在第一位。
谢谢 Water 老师。Thank you so much, Brother Water. I think time is getting late.
It's getting late. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We originally have a responding song, but I think we may skip this. We'd like you to pray for us. Give us a blessing and some last words for our group. Thank you so much.
Heavenly Father, thank you for humbly hearing our voices tonight.
Okay.
I pray that my words were true, that they were from my heart and not from my brain. I pray that I honored you with my words. You are the creator of heavens and earth. You have created all mankind. You created myself. You created all these Christian brothers and sisters in front of me. And I thank you. I thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to anoint each and every one of them and to make them your children of God. They love you, dear Lord. I can feel it. I can feel their enthusiasm. But we all need help, dear Lord, to keep you, our main goal, to keep you focused. So many times we are being bombarded by the Satan of this world, by our earthly desires of this world, by our materialistics of this world. We put so much emphasis on our short span of life. Eternity is a long time. So I bless these brothers and sisters of mine. I want to thank you for introducing them to me. I am honored. I am honored that I can feel, I can see that your kingdom is not just around me, dear Lord, but it's around everywhere, dear Lord. You are covering the whole world. I look back on your cross and how you died for us and how you suffered for us. And I remember a church today where the sermon, the pastor was saying, but I never suffered for Christ. I live in America where everything is good. What suffering did I have? And is it wrong? The question still to be answered. So I pray for my sisters and brothers to really understand their gifts, to understand their purpose for you, dear Lord, so that their life will be as fruitful as possible. But don't let them be so involved with this world, but involved with the next. Because we all are to die. And to die is not a fear, but to die is to have a new beginning. A beginning with you in heaven for eternity that we can't comprehend. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done for all of us. For good health, good finances, good family, great families. So I continue, please, Lord, continue to bless them each and every day. And each and their families, bless their families, because their families need them just as much as they need their families. So as we part in clothing, dear Lord, I pray for this group of young, single men and women to put ownership on you, dear Lord, because you are our ultimate Father, the Father that loves us like nobody else can. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to share and to feel your love each and every day. In his holy name, we say amen.